KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 35 degrees. We look for a chance for isolated sprinkles this morning and partly cloudy to cloudy skies. Partly sunny, though, this afternoon, a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, as temperatures gradually rise in Iowa during the springtime, so do gasoline prices. Rose White, spokeswoman for AAA of Iowa, says motorists across the state are shelling out more to fill the tank than they did a month ago.
Iowa motorists are paying an average of $2.56 a gallon, which is 3 cents higher compared to the state average reported a year ago. And during the past month, the average price per gallon of unleaded fuel in Iowa has increased 28 cents a gallon.
With winter behind us, Iowans are driving more, and that's driving up demand and prices at the pump.
We do see crude oil prices climb higher, and often that is because many of the refineries are curbing production because they do have seasonal maintenance checks. But we also see the higher demand as we start approaching the summer travel months.
Sometimes it pays to shop around for gas, as the price varies about 15 cents a gallon from one end of the state to the other.
Some of the lowest prices in the state right now can be found in Council Bluffs, where the average is currently $2.52 a gallon. Some of the highest prices can be found in Dubuque, where the average there is currently $2.67.
And the statewide average of $2.56 a gallon is 5 cents cheaper than the national average. AAA says the nation's least expensive markets are Utah and Alabama at $2.34, while the highest state average is in California, where motorists are paying $3.43 a gallon. Well, as the result of President Trump's presidential major disaster declaration for public and individual assistance for residents of Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, and Woodbury counties in Iowa, disaster unemployment assistance, or DUA, is now available in those counties. DUA expands eligibility for unemployment benefits and provides assistance to the self-employed, including business owners and farmers. Iowa Workforce Development will hold public events to assist individuals in filing the claims, and those dates and locations are already posted, but you can find out more information at www.iowaworkforcedevelopment.gov or call 800, make that 866 239-0843 for assistance. And their website, as I mentioned earlier, will be updated as more information becomes available. One of the governor's top aides was in southwest Iowa Monday, meeting with local officials to discuss how to repair the levees that have been breached by Missouri River flooding. Governor Kim Reynolds says she's aiming for a regional approach to flood disaster.
We're working to collectively get together with Governor Ricketts as well as Governor Parsons, especially as we move forward with the levee repair and recovery. We don't have a lot of time. We got to figure out how we do this differently.
According to the National Weather Service, high flood waters have returned in Montana, the Dakotas, and northwest Nebraska along smaller rivers that feed into the Missouri River. Reynolds announced last week that every Missouri River levee from Council Bluffs to the Missouri border had been compromised.
We can't wait till the river goes below flood stage, because we haven't started the snow melt and we certainly haven't started the spring rains. And so at what point do we get to get in there and try to tackle this?
An overflow crowd gathered in Sydney on Sunday to hear directly from local officials who've been evaluating the flood damage. Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cresilius said he didn't want to sugarcoat the situation.
There's no way under God's blue skies that the Corps of Engineers is going to be able to repair every breach in every levee from Missouri Valley to St. Joe before the spring thaw. I need to say that to you folks. We're going to have problems out there this spring, this summer, this fall.
Cresilius asked motorists and pedestrians to stay off the levees, with previously evacuated areas of the county still off limits and some county roads underwater. Cresilius urged residents not to drive around or remove barricades or venture into flooded territory.
If you were evacuated and the evacuation order has not been lifted, there's a reason for that. It's for your safety. We have had one fatality, and it wasn't one of the local folks. It was someone that was traveling through here that decided to go around a road closed sign, and they ran into the water. We put the signs up for your safety.
Shelters for flood victims in Fremont County remain open at the United Faith Church in Sydney and Shenandoah's Old Armory. The governor submitted paperwork to FEMA indicating it would cost $525 million to fix the river levees in southwest Iowa. DNR conservation officers and park rangers have responded in droves, providing crucial equipment and fulfilling extraordinary public safety rescue missions. The DNR says since Thursday, March 14th, more than 34 DNR conservation officers and two DNR park rangers from across the state have responded to western and southwest Iowa, working collaboratively in two officer teams per boat from dawn to dusk. Those officers have performed rescue missions via DNR boats, saving 31 people, 17 dogs, 9 cats, and even one iguana. Notable stories from the field include on March the 14th, DNR conservation officer and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's refuge officers responded by boat to rescue two non-ambulatory people trapped in their home by the floodwaters in Missouri Valley. Working with other emergency personnel, the officers broke out the window to the room where the victims were located to find both victims suffering from severe hypothermia and going in and out of consciousness. And during the rescue mission, the officers were faced with high winds and dangerous whitecaps, making the rescue much more difficult. Both people were rescued and taken to a local hospital and survived. On March 16th, DNR conservation officers responded to Riverton to rescue two people trapped by the floodwaters after they drove around closed road barriers and their vehicle took on floodwaters. One man had climbed a tree to escape and was clinging to it when the officers rescued him. And as we mentioned earlier in previous reports, another man also did the same thing, but he had suffered from severe hypothermia and later died. The DNR says it will continue to assist officials with equipment and public safety critical missions, as well as provide expertise and more resources as the focus eventually turns to cleanup and rebuilding. Eldara County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said late Monday evening that there was just one arrest this past week. 32-year-old Michael Anthony Hall of Winterset was arrested March 21st in Boone County. Hall was wanted on an Eldara County felony warrants for numerous charges of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Hall, whose cash bond was set at $10,000, was released the next day to another county to face charges. Deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office on Sunday arrested 42-year-old Jeffrey Wade Bartles of Rural Coyne for driving while barred, habitual offender. Bartles was taken into custody in Shambaugh as a result of a traffic stop conducted by Page County deputies. He was transported to the Page County Jail and later posted a $2,000 bond and was released pending future court proceedings. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were several arrests over the past weekend. Most recently, on Saturday, 33-year-old Miranda Ann Freeze was arrested in Avoca after deputies were dispatched to a reported armed disturbance. Freeze was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault, causing bodily injury first offense. 34-year-old Kyle Phillips was arrested at a convenience store just south of Interstate 80 in Neola early Saturday morning after authorities received a check welfare report on the subject. Phillips was arrested for OWI second offense. And you can read other activities of the Pott County Sheriff's Office from over the weekend and on Friday on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Also in Southwest Iowa news, the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Norwalk man has claimed a Can-Am four-wheeler that was located on an old railroad right-of-way back on March 23rd. He was also reported several items were taken from his property on the Wolf Creek Drive, including a Bostitch air nailer, Mr. Buddy heaters, Bostitch air compressor, a Husqvarna chainsaw, a Honda 3000 generator, a hunting chair, and portable cable air nailers. The estimated value of all those items was $4,900. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.